This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Corey Crow. Louisiana's gubernatorial candidates are using text messaging as another way to reach out to voters. You may have received a text message from Sharon Hewitt, Richard Nelson, Stephen Wagasback, or one of the other candidates. LSU political science professor Robert Hogan.
A lot of these text messages are simply about trying to build familiarity with the candidate, to candidates and where they stand on various issues and simply to build name recognition.
Hogan says even campaigns that don't have a lot of cash can use text messages as a way to reach out to voters.
These text messages can be targeted much more precisely to audiences. It's a much more efficient way as well as less costly.
The FCC says political text messages can be sent without permission as long as the sender does not use auto-dialing technology. One legislator is calling for more transparency and oversight of the third-party OMV data breach. Brooke Thorington tells us more.
When it comes to the data breach, Leesville Representative Chuck Owen says there are more questions than answers.
That bothers me. That's kind of the reason behind all of it. We need more information so we can digest it and decide if there's any legislative actions that need to be taken now or in the future.
Owen would like to see legislative oversight into the matter, but only the Speaker of the House can call for one.
Just very hopeful to hear from the Speaker, you know, to get this done. And look, I know people are busy. You know, I know it's a campaign season, but we are still paid to be legislators right now, and we still need to do our duty.
I'm Brooke Thorington.
The Saints began their first full week of training camp today, and it's a little surreal seeing tight end Jimmy Graham back on the practice field and wearing black and gold. Graham signed with the Saints last week, rejoining a franchise that drafted him in 2010, but then traded him to Seattle in 2015.
It feels amazing to be back home. Just really driving up to this facility on Monday brought back beyond beautiful moments for me. You know, not only... You know, here in this building, but you know, here in the city. You know, I became a man in this city, and it meant everything to me to play for this city.
Graham admits he was upset and shocked by the trade to the Seahawks. Graham admitted he didn't do many radio interviews in Seattle because he didn't want to talk about the Saints trading him. After 3 years with the Seahawks, two in Green Bay and two in Chicago, Graham's now hoping to make the black and gold a Super Bowl contender again.
Awesome to really sit down and talk with Carr, you know, just realize what type of man he is, what type of person he is, and then to see how much talent's on this team, you know, to see how many players that this team has and the team that's been built here is unbelievable. You know, so much talent on both sides of the ball and, you know, just excited to see it and, you know, spread some of my knowledge and some of the things that I've learned throughout my career.